Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
What is happening? Welcome to another installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown. Rocket is here with you. We are on air until 7 p.m. tonight. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. We got a lot of ground to cover tonight. There's quite a bit to talk about. Even during this time of year where sports tends to be a little quiet, but of course we got baseball coverage. We got the World Cup. I'm kind of ashamed to talk about it because USA did not advance any further, but we'll get to that shortly. We also got some NBA news and notes. Some players have already been on the move. A few coaches have already been on the move. One coach has found a new job. Another coach has found another job after being out of the NBA for a whole season, which should have never been the case. But we'll also get to that. We also got some NFL news, you know, a little bit. But the main event tonight is favorite sports film. And I want you all to reflect, just think. Think back to years ago. And you can think back to as far as you want. You think back to the 50s, 60s, you know, the black, white, and gray days on screen, whatever it is. Think back to your favorite sports film. And it could be any type of sports film. It could be a film based on baseball, hockey, football, basketball, track, whatever. We're going to talk about that. We got a lot to look forward to. Let's get the show on the road. Well, we're going to start off by, as usual, giving out two birthdays. We got a couple birthdays to a couple twins who got a lot to be, I guess you could say, have in common, unfortunately. Not only are they twins, but they've also had legal troubles, and that is the Canseco brothers. Both Ozzy and Jose, they both turned 50 years old today, and they both have had a lot of legal troubles, especially Jose. You don't even need to know what those legal troubles are because you probably already do. But nonetheless, they're both 50 years old. Ozzy last played in baseball professionally for the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1992-1993. He also played for the Lot Giants in the Korean baseball organization in 2001. He hasn't played since. He only has 13 career hits and 4 career RBIs. Yep, so that's forgettable. Jose Canseco, on the other hand, he's got more to be remembered for in terms of playing, sort of. 6-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, 1998 American League MVP, 1986 American League Rookie of the Year, 4-time Silver Slugger Award winner, including 1994 AL Comeback Player of the Year Award, 2-time American League Home Run Champion, and a 1-time American League RBI Champion in 1998. Played in 1985, was best known for those days with the Oakland Athletics from 85 to 92, and last played in 2001 baseball, any type of baseball period, just like his brother. He last played the Chicago White Sox that season. He also had a short career, a very short career, I should say, in mixed martial arts. He already lost one competition so far, and it doesn't look like he's going to come back and do it again. So how unfortunate is that for this guy? But nonetheless, happy birthday to those guys. At least they got that to be proud of. And we're just going to leave it at that. And we got one more birthday, and this guy right here should be more proud because he never cheated, okay? He has much to be proud of. He didn't win a championship or anything, but he does have a lot to be proud of. That is the mailman, Karl Malone, who also, well, actually, he turns 51 today. Sometimes these websites, they get these birthdays in late, and they don't always put them out like they should. But he is 51 years old today. He played a long time, from 85 to 2004, played about 19 years. Most of those years with the Utah Jazz, he played 18 of them, played his final year with the Lakers in 04. Went on to become a coach, an assistant coach for the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs from 2007 to 2011, where he also played in college. He was the first round 13th overall pick in 1985 by Utah, and he's gone on to set a lot of accomplishments. I mean, what is there to not know? I mean, 2-time MVP in the NBA, 14-time All-Star, 2-time All-Star Game MVP, 11-time All-NBA First Team, 2-time All-NBA Second Team, and a 1-time All-NBA Third Team, 3-time All-Defensive First Team, 1-time All-Defensive Second Team, as well as an All-Rookie Team in 86. He still stands as the Utah Jazz all-time leading scorer with his number 32 retired and the NBA 50th anniversary all-time team. He finished his career with 928 points, 14,968 rebounds, and 5,238 assists. Great career. Definitely a great career. I don't think anybody's going to surpass him in terms of Utah Jazz scoring history. It doesn't look like that's going to happen now, but yeah, but happy birthday to those guys and anybody else I missed. like I said, we got a lot of ground to cover tonight, so we have a lot to be looking forward to talking. But before we get into anything, we do have a caller. Caller, what is going on? Please state your name and let the whole world know about you. Caller, are you there? Hold on, speak up a little bit. You're going in and out. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, this is David Mims.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have David Mims, who is, well, tell the whole world about you, man, in case they don't know.
Well, I say it in real simple, M-I-M-S, Muscles in Motion Systems, making means up. National Sports and Entertainment Marketing and Recruiting Service for Sports and Entertainment. Based out of Detroit, but we're national.
Y'all hear that out there, folks? This man is doing a lot of things right now, and we are looking forward to collaborating together on some future things we got coming up. He's also a member, the marketing director of the Spotlight television show, which we just officially aired its debut this past Sunday on WADL TV 38 in Detroit. It's a great episode debut, and I'm looking forward to being in the next ones and future ones going forward. So what brings you to the show tonight, man? Thanks for calling in, by the way.
All right, well, of course, one, you're a team member. And, you know, and when we basically what I do, within the spotlight, we went from being on the spotlight, my brother Coach Garnett Mims, which does the scouting and recruiting, high school,
yes,
junior college, to college, and then I do the marketing for college to pro when I ask them to get their degrees and they want to get options to play pro sports, and that's all sports. So I got in touch with Ray Mosley, the producer of In the Spotlight, and I said, wow, I love what you're doing. I met him on Facebook networking. And basically, I said, wow, I would like to see how we can be a part of the spotlight and be on the spotlight. So he did a segment on my brother, Coach Garnett Mims. And then from there, I went on and we collaborated, and I went on to start helping with the marketing of the business. And that's basically what I do. So it was like a twofold. I went to go get something done, and then also I was able to partner up. So it worked out on a win-win situation for both of us. And definitely looking forward to getting more positive people in sports and entertainment around the nation, which is a syndicated show, too. And looking forward to collaborating with you and bringing in that sports side and entertainment side. See you on the spotlight, Mr. Rocky.
Well, you and your brother and I, we talked yesterday, and I'm looking forward to getting him as a guest on the show, hopefully within the next few weeks, you know, depending on his busy schedule and when he can come on, and we'll set a date in advance and make it happen. It's always great to have those type of contributors out there because we don't have a lot, really, and it's a shame. So the ones who are still here making it happen, we need to reach out to more individuals such as yourself, brother, everybody that's part of the In the Spotlight crew, just because we need that support and we need to be able to help each other out consistently because we're here to help each other grow. You know what I'm saying? We're here to help each other out on so many levels, and it's great to be a part of a team that's going to allow that to happen. So that's another reason for me to be excited and another reason for all of us to be excited, really. So I'm looking forward to officially shooting with you guys and everything that's going on. It's a great time. It's an awesome time to be a part of a great foundation, a great movement. So I say let's get it. Let's make it happen. So I can't wait.
Right. And definitely Miss Monet, she's a part of the program, Miss Monet. And and then of course Jay Michelle, the great host. And then of course they can go to the Facebook and go to In the Spotlight. Also they can go to the YouTube. Oh, and also mention those who didn't catch it on TV, they could go to our YouTube page at Damos, D-A-M-O-S Productions, and then they also can go to In the Spotlight on YouTube or the Facebook page. Also, it's a lot of different events that we're going to be at networking. And also tonight, T-Money Green will be performing with Morris Day at a Time at Shane Park tonight. So we're trying to make it out to these different events and network.
Yes.
And then also another event going on tonight, Wednesday night here in Detroit. We got two Mumford alumni. That's where I went to high school. Class 85, whoop. Daryl Earl and Dwayne Gill are down at the Reserve tonight, and they're doing comedy. So it's a lot going on tonight. And, man, I tell you, whew, I'm trying to prepare to get ready to go down there and catch it.
I hope you do, man. And please let us know how it all turns out. You know, like you said, there's a whole lot going on, not just tonight, but, you know, in weeks ahead, months ahead. We got the African World Festival coming up. So I'm looking forward to being down there with the crew. And speaking of crew, more shout-outs to Ray Mosley and his future wife, Charvon, who are, you know, the executive producer and the assistant producer for In the Spotlight. I can't thank those guys enough for bringing me in. And they're doing great things. They're doing awesome things, and it's great to be a part of that. You know, it's a movement that we got going on, and what's not to like, you know? You know, Detroit is putting it down like we should, and we will continue to do that. So I'm excited, man, and, you know, it's great to work with individuals like yourself, too.
Right. And like I say, you know, from the comedy aspect, comedy is really growing. And I know you got so many hats. Well, how many for you, boy? You got about, what, 10 Facebook pages every time I look up? Christian, Rocky, Christian, man. Well, you do it. Man, I'm excited about having you on the team because calculate a person it is talent, but you know how to market yourself and you understand the magnitude of it, from radio show to every social media out there. You know, man, I know you could give some advice on talent out there that needs to really market themselves. There's a lot of talent that don't nobody know about because they have lack of market.
That's true, and the thing is, I'm still learning about the whole marketing thing. You know, it's still a learning curve. Everything that you do is a learning curve in this business. You know, you can never learn enough, or you can never stop learning, and that's something that, you know, I took into consideration, and I just put a lot of responsibility on myself to just get out there and make a lot of connections, develop my talents, do the right things, make the right connections, and just go from there, you know, take it one piece at a time. So it's still a learning process for me, but it's a good process to learn. That way it's not just talent related. You can also learn how to brand yourself and branch out and do a whole lot of things and work with a whole lot of people and just continue to push yourself all at the same time.
Right. And that's one thing. We always look for interns, production, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. When you have a television show, you notice they have sometimes television shows roll with about 100 names. Imagine the other 50 names that didn't make it to them 100 names. So, man, the show is growing. We're excited about reaching and looking up new opportunities. Also, we're going to be over at the Muscles and Motion Systems building this weekend. We're going to have author and actor David Wayne Thompson, and he's going to be over there from 4 to 6. And he has a book called The Seven Principles of Press Prosperity. He'll be over there this weekend from 4 to 6 at 4301 Grand River over at the Muscles and Motion Systems facility. So he reached out to us. He's going to be a part of the Spotlight. He's doing some great things, very powerful, positive book. So we like to be around leaders that know how to follow.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Sounds like you got a whole lot going on tonight, man. So, you know, thank you for even calling in. You know, appreciate your contributions, everything that you've been doing on Facebook. And we need more individuals like that. So thank you once again.
You're definitely welcome. So I've got a few people that's probably be calling in and tuning in. But definitely, boy, I thought the show started at 6. You've been on how long? I looked up and on the blog talking and said, an hour in. What time did you get on?
It starts at 6. Yeah, I've been on air for about 20 minutes now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 20 minutes, got
okay,
about 40 more minutes left of air time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess my right. Okay, well, cool. Well, definitely congratulations on your show. Looking forward to growing with you with your show. And, you know, if anybody needs a very funny comedian, a talented host, a jack of a lot of trades, master of some, holla at the Rocket because he's coming crashing through your window.
Appreciate that, man. And for all you out there who would like to be a future guest or an advertiser on In the Spotlight, please contact this gentleman here, Mr. David Mims. You can find him on Facebook. Feel free to hit him up. If you want that extra exposure, this is the gentleman that you want to go to. So please get at him. And who knows, I could be interviewing you on that show too. So look alive. You know,
we're
about
playing?
To do some big things.
That's amazing.
We are about
all
to
right,
do some
well,
big things.
Bless. Congratulations. And we all and say and what you're saying, get ready for the what? Get ready for the power trip.
Get ready for
trip.
A power trip. That's right.
So you will be.
Thanks again for calling in. Thanks again for calling
all
in,
right.
Man. And you have a great time at that concert tonight. And I'll be seeing you soon.
All right. Peace out. Hit me up later. If I had to run
right,
out
man.
With me, run into one. All right. Peace, blessings.
All right, now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody out there, the Rocket Nation, that was David Mims, who is our marketing director at the In the Spotlight television show. Again, if you missed it, you can find it on YouTube. You can go on Rocket's page and check it out. I have it reposted. I'm going to repost it again tonight in case people want to see it. Just so many things that are happening with this show and with so many crew members. Special shout out to Amanda Sweet, who also, like myself, is another talent on the show. She just got done filming her segment for her fashion boutique recently, so you can expect to see that most likely on the next episode. Yours truly will be on the next episode, and I can't wait. Again, shout out to Ray Mosley, Siobhan Miller, Monet Rawls, everybody that's a part of the In the Spotlight crew. We're doing it, and we're doing it big, and I can't wait to officially get started with these guys. Well, moving on into the whole sports section, anybody who wants to call in, you can feel free to call us in at 347-327-9586. We're on air till 7 p.m. tonight. Like I said, we got some ground to cover. And while you're listening to the show, when we get into the topic we're reflecting on movies, think about what your favorite sports film was. If you want to call in, please call in. Or if you just feel that yours truly, Rocket, is talking about your favorite film, then feel free to listen in, whatever you want to do. It's your world. But anyway, wanted to get back into coverage with the World Cup. And like I said, I was so mad when USA lost. I'm not over it. I'm not going to be over it. It hurts. They lost to Belgium yesterday by a score of 2-1. It was a hard-fought game. I was just angry, man, just absolutely angry that it happened. But sometimes these things happen. It's like, I mean, come on. I mean, why is this happening right now? Why did it have to be us? Unfortunately, that's what happened in the round of 16. We also had Argentina defeat Switzerland 1-0. So those two teams, Argentina and Belgium, will be advancing in the tournament. The next set of games will take place on Friday. We got France and Germany at 12 p.m. Central Time. And Brazil versus Colombia, that game will take place at 4 p.m. Also, this Saturday, we have Argentina versus Belgium. How ironic. Those two teams will be facing each other off next. And we have the Netherlands against Costa Rica. The Argentina-Belgium game will also be at 12 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. And Netherlands versus Costa Rica will be at 4 p.m. You can check your local ESPN station times if you're interested. To all you individuals out there who represent those countries, represent your teams. Represent your teams. It's a big thing going on. I'm disappointed, a little sad that USA lost, but may the best team win going forward. Seriously, may the best team win going forward. So with that being in mind, we're going to get into our first break of the evening. When we come back, we got a lot of ground to cover. Like I said, we got some MLB games that already took place. We got some games that are still currently in progress. We also got some NBA news and notes, as well as NFL news and notes, including the breaking news that went down just earlier today, a few hours ago, with the whole Jimmy Graham situation. and that whole arbitration thing that took place. So we're going to talk about that, as well as our favorite sports film. And again, reflect, think about it, and hang on to those thoughts as well. All right? This is the Rocket Sports Breakdown on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back before you know it. So go pay your bills. Go do what you got to do, because we're coming right back. All right? Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back. Welcome back to the Rocket Sports Breakdown. We are approaching 6:30. We have 30 more minutes left of airtime. You can feel free to call in at 347-327-9586. And just like the song itself, we are all turning it up. That's what we do. That is what we do. I wanted to get into some baseball coverage real quickly. We had some games that have already taken place. My hometown team, the Tigers, took care of business by sweeping the Oakland Athletics. They beat them earlier today by a score of 9-3. Justin Verlander got the win. He's only 7-7 this season, but a lot of those losses were not his fault. Sometimes he was hung out to dry by his relief pitchers, and unfortunately at times his hitters as well. He pitched a very strong game today, and the Tigers sent them a message. They complete the three-game sweep. Oakland still has the best record in the American League Conference, but we sent them a strong message, and I was happy to see that happen. They still got the best record, like I said, but we are not too far behind. So more power to the Tigers, and keep this winning streak going. Keep it going. Also, the Seattle Mariners defeated the Houston Astros by a score of 5-2. Chris Young, he's 8-4 this season. We also have Milwaukee. They lost to Toronto 7-4. Kansas City defeated Minnesota 4-0. Tampa Bay defeated the Yankees at Yankee Stadium 6-3. Cincinnati losing at San Diego 3-0. And currently right now we have the Dodgers losing at home to Cleveland 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. That game is just about to go final. Also coming up, we got the Mets and Braves. That game's getting ready to come up at 7, about another half hour. So about another 30 more minutes. Texas and Baltimore, that game's getting ready to come up in a half an hour, as well as Arizona and Pittsburgh, the Cubs and Red Sox, Philadelphia and Miami, the Angels and White Sox. That'll come up at 8 o'clock p.m. And later tonight, we got St. Louis and San Francisco at 10:15. Also, the Colorado-Washington game has been delayed. So that game will probably take place tomorrow or at another date. It hasn't been officially announced yet, but keep an eye out. You never know what's going to happen. So with that being said, I wanted to also get into some NFL news and notes real quickly. And as you all know, the news broke down earlier today about the whole situation with Jimmy Graham, who is still labeled as a tight end. That's the position he's been playing. So me personally, I really didn't have a problem with it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever, you know. But this is what went down today. The NFL Players Association were dealt a setback today when an arbitrator ruled that he can only be considered a tight end for the purposes of his current franchise tag designation. Currently, the Saints still have Jimmy Graham as their franchise tag player. And that's not always a good thing with a lot of players because it keeps players from negotiating or even talking with other teams in case they want to move on as a free agent and sign with another team. So basically, he's still under the property of the New Orleans Saints organization. Now, the NFLPA had filed a grievance arguing that Graham was used as a wide receiver often enough to qualify for the more lucrative receiver tag. But arbitrator Stephen Burbank disagreed, and now the NFLPA is reviewing his ruling and will advise Graham on his options, which could include an appeal. Now, Graham has 10 days to appeal this. His case is being closely watched around the league because it could set a precedent for negotiations involving players who fill diverse roles in their team's offensive or defensive scheme. For example, some outside linebackers in a 3-4 defensive scheme could argue that they're right to receive the higher defensive end tag. Does that make sense to you out there? You get what I'm saying? So this is something that we are going to be paying close attention to within the next coming weeks. So this is something to keep your eye on, especially if you are a New Orleans Saints fan, because this could be groundbreaking. Now, does this mean that Jimmy Graham's going to find a way to get out of the Saints contract? No, because he can't. He's stuck with the team. He's not going anywhere. However, he's probably just going to have to sit back and take his medicine, unfortunately. I think he's going to stay as a tight end. He's going to continue to be ruled and labeled as a tight end. And if you're him, you can't. What can you do? Move on from it. Get ready for the upcoming season. You got training camp, which is getting ready to start back later this month. So what can you do about this? There's not really much that you can do, unfortunately. So it is what it is, but again, this is something to keep an eye on within the coming weeks, because sometimes this thing, this type of situation can make a case for other tight ends who want to be labeled or can be labeled as wide receivers. So that being said, we also have an injury situation that took place up in Buffalo. Their linebacker, Kiko Alonso, has a torn left knee ligament, and he is expected to miss the 2014 season, unfortunately. It's a big blow to the Bills. This is a defense that is looking to improve and looking to get better, as they're still a young defense. So with that in mind, yeah, it's a setback. It's definitely a setback, unfortunately. So we got that going on, unfortunately. Like I said, training camp is getting ready to start back next month. So good luck to all these teams that are getting ready to make some moves in the season. Moving on to the NBA real quickly. And again, the NBA free agency tracker is still on the move. As you all know, Jason Kidd is now officially the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks after being forced out somewhat in Brooklyn. He wanted more power. They weren't going to give it to him. And unfortunately, that's the case. That's the way that this business is. So he is now the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And replacing him in Brooklyn will be Lionel Hollins, who I'm so happy for him that he got himself a new head coaching job after being forced out in Memphis last year. This guy got the Memphis Grizzlies to the East, to the Western Conference Finals for the first and only time in franchise history. And you mean to tell me that the organization wasn't willing to renew or renegotiate his contract to keep him there? That's a shame. I was so rooting against the Memphis Grizzlies this season. I was rooting against them to not even make the playoffs. And when they did, I was rooting against them definitely to lose to OKC in the first round. But nonetheless, you know, he's got a new head coaching job, and I think he's in a better position. This Brooklyn Nets team can still compete for the finals to be a championship team. So as long as they keep their pieces together, I think they'll be all right. I like their chances in the East as far as, like, being competitive and still trying to compete for a championship. It's not over for them yet. It's not over for them yet. So moving on real quickly, we also have a lot of moves that are being made. And if you want to find out more, you can go to Yahoo. Locally, for all you Pistons fans out there, including myself, Jordy Meeks signed with the team yesterday. I thought that was a good move, and I'm just going to leave it at that. 3 years, $19.5 million. Money might be a little bit too much, but the guy can score. And I'm happy to have him here. With that being in mind, I think that Rodney Stuckey's days in Detroit are definitely coming to an end. Chauncey Billups is not expected to be back. And who knows what's going to happen with Brandon Jennings. Is he going to be traded? What's going to happen? So that's something to keep in mind. So continue to keep track of these news and notes and stuff. And trust me, we'll be discussing more about the NBA free agency period within future shows. We have another caller calling in. Caller, what is going on? Feel free to let the whole world know about you. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking with? Hello, caller, are you still there? Caller, can you speak up? Because I can't really hear you at all. I'm sorry. Hello? Caller, are you still there? My apologies, folks. I can barely hear our current caller who's calling into the show right now. If you can hear me, if you want to, you can hang up and call back into the show, and maybe I'll be able to hear you, hopefully, if you're still listening. We have about 20 more minutes left of showtime, and I wanted to take this moment to reflect back on sports films, some of your favorites. I think you've had enough time to think about it out there to all you callers. So let's get into that, shall we? Let's just reflect back on some of our favorite sports films. You might see the show's link on the Blog Talk Radio website, some of the film covers, the posters that are currently in our slideshow. And I want to know, are those some of your movies, favorite movies even, or do you have something else that's in mind? So with that being mind, one of my favorite sports films, and actually I have to say this is a favorite of mine because I really love this movie, Remember the Titans. It came out in 1999, 2000. I thought it was a brilliant movie. It was based off of real-life experiences back in the 1970s with a high school football team that was, you know, maybe experiencing some racial tension. Although, come to find out, when the film was reviewed, according to multiple sources, racial tensions were not as serious back then as they were depicted in the movie itself. But still, racism is racism just the same. That's how I look at it. And I think that it's a situation that needed to be put on the screen, and I'm glad it was because it was a phenomenal picture. My favorite football film ever, and Denzel Washington was totally on point. Him and Will Patton were great together on screen. The chemistry between those two guys, you saw it. It was brilliant. It was masterful. Big ups to the producers and directors who casted all those guys for all the roles that they had. It was a phenomenal picture, and I was glad to have gotten a chance to see it. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So we also had another favorite football movie of mine called The Longest Yard, which was based off of the original. It took place way back in the old days, back when Burt Reynolds, before he had gray hair. The movie came out in 2005 with Adam Sandler, the remake with Chris Rock, and so many big-name guys. Michael Irvin, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kevin Nash, Bill Goldberg, Nelly, Michael Irvin, some of the rappers from D12. I mean, just so many guys. Bill Romanowski. It was just such a great entertaining film. Terry Crews, Tracy Morgan, dressing up like a female cheerleader, whatever you want to call it. That's pretty much what that was. So. And real quick, I want to send an apologies out to the caller who was trying to call into the show. I am so sorry about that. I could barely hear you. If you would like to call back into the show, like I said, we got about 20 more minutes left of airtime. And if you want to discuss your favorite sports movies, please feel free to do so. If anybody who's still interested in calling in, please feel free to do so because we are reflecting. We're taking it back a little bit to the old school. We have another caller with an interesting number. Caller, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mrs. Lisa LaBella, all the way from Detroit.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. What's your last name again?
Lisa LaBella.
I wonder if I know you on Facebook or so. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you for tuning in tonight. So, have you been listening to the show? Like, we've basically been kind of reflecting a little bit on, like, our favorite sports films, and did you have any that you wanted to share with the rest of the world out there?
A sports film?
Yes, like, any favorite sports film that you watched or one that you enjoyed or something that you got a kick out of?
Wow. Gosh, I can't think of one. Well, Ace Ventura was my favorite. With Jim Carrey. And it had Dan Marino in the movie. That was always one of my favorites. It was a comedy,
okay.
But it was a bit of a comedy and a mystery twist. I thought it was very creative and I liked it, and of course it had to do with football, so that was one of my favorites.
And that's respectable. That's respectable. I haven't seen that one in so long. It was like an old school picture that I haven't got a chance to really watch maybe a few times. But, yeah, that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. Did you have another one?
I'm trying to think of the one with, gosh, I can't think of Cuba Gooding Jr.
Was it radio?
Well, no, it wasn't exactly radio, but it was a sports film, and it was about football. Can't really think of it right at the moment, but it was.
I wonder if that's the one. I'm sorry. I'm wondering because I know that movie came out like 2003, and he played a kind of like a. He had like a disability in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was like a 23-year-old. He had like an intellectual disability, but he was part of like the football team, and you know that was the name of the character that he played in the film. So I'm not sure if that's the one or not, because as far as I can recall, because he's done so many movies for so many years, I'm wondering if that's the one that you could be referring to, if it was like another one where he played that had to do with sports, probably.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It was like two movies. One was called, I think, The Last Boy Scout. That was the name of it. With Cuba Gooding Jr., I think that was it. I didn't see the whole movie because one of the football players took themselves out. I guess it was a lot of politics that was going on with the that particular sports arena. And so something happened. I think either he got let go from the team or something devastating happened. And so, unfortunately, one of the football players, you know, took themselves out. I didn't like that part, so I didn't really watch the rest of the movie. But it had a very interesting beginning to the movie. And I would say those are probably two of the ones that I can think of that had to do with sports. Were some of my, you know, I would say that kind of stood out to me. So,
okay. Well, you mentioned The Last Boy Scout, and I do remember it. I'm looking at the information. It came out in 1991. It had Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans in it, as well as Halle Berry, who was an upcoming actress at the time. No sign of Cuba Gooding Jr., but if this is the one that you're talking about where it had Damon Wayans in it, then yes, it was a football film based like an action comedy. He and Bruce Willis co-starred in the film together, if that's the one that you're talking about.
I think that might be it. I think so, but
okay.
I don't know if Cuba Gooding was really a renowned actor, I should say, at the time. A world-renowned
actor. Probably not. They didn't really have him listed in the credits, unfortunately, but he might have been in the movie and just had like a short part or something, because around that time, that movie came out the same year where he had his breakout role in Boys in the Hood. And before then, he only had just a couple movies under his belt, including Coming to America, where he was just like in the barbershop, but he didn't have like a character name or anything. So
right.
At the time, he was still an upcomer. And then when Boys in the Hood came out, that was like his breakout role, kind of like his introduction film to the world. And he might have been in that Last Boy Scout. I can't remember the whole picture because it's been so long since I've seen it. But he might have been in there and maybe had like a small stint or like a short part or something.
Yeah, I think so. But those would be the two that kind of stands out to me, especially Ace Ventura. That was my favorite with the actual NFL or previous NFL player, which was Dan Marino. And I guess he's retired now, but those were some very creative written movies that deals with sports. And I learned quite a bit from it just watching the movie. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay. And for the record, it has been 15 years since Dan Marino's been retired, so he's been out of the game for quite a while now, and he's been making himself known into the broadcasting aspect of football. But yeah, he was a bad boy. He was a bad boy back in the day. The guy was one of the best ever. He's a top five in my opinion at the quarterback position. But yeah, that's good to know that. That you're a fan of him and you're a fan of the film series. I think that's pretty cool. Were you the same caller who was trying to call in a short time ago?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. You know, sometimes when people call into the show, you could barely hear them, and, you know, there was like a technical issue or something. So my apologies on that, but thank you for trying again and succeeding. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much. I find this very interesting. I, you know, don't really know much about football. I used to blitz when I was younger and played a little blitz game with the neighbors, and we used to have NFL Madden on my little Nintendo game, so I used to
learn
how to make
moves. We've all done that. Yes, we've all done that, playing football in our street clothes and stuff like that. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Those are the good old days.
All right.
The good old days. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that either. That's how it was back in the day. Not everybody could afford, you know, you know, football gear or cleats or helmets or anything.
Right.
And that was just the way it was. So, you know. But, yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight. And, yeah. Just to give you a heads up, this is a sports radio show, and usually I'm on air every Wednesday. I usually go on air around 6 o'clock p.m. Sometimes I'll go on air at 7 p.m. and do an hour show. Sometimes I'll do a two-hour show. It depends sometimes, but thank you for calling in tonight. And
oh, you're
did you
welcome.
Find out about this on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I know that you are very good with your promotions, with muscles. I think it's called fitness or muscles in motion. That's what it's called, muscles in motion. And
yes,
with
David
your with JUCO and the football. So I do see you promote very well, and you know, I'm wishing the best for you. And
thank you, David Mims deserves a lot of the credit. I'm sorry. It was he helped promote the show and made an event page for it, which is something I had never really done before. And he called into the show earlier tonight. He was on his way to Shane Park, I think, tonight for that concert that they got going on. And he's also part of the television show In the Spotlight, much like myself. He's the marketing director. So we just met over the weekend. The show debuted on WADL Channel 38. And
okay.
We've been collaborating a little bit ever since, and we're going to be collaborating a whole lot more, and I'm going to be on the show as one of their main talents in the next episode, which will be airing in another couple weeks. So if you get a chance,
great,
feel free to check it out. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on YouTube. They did an awesome job, and I'm just happy to be a part of the team.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I will
definitely
look forward to tuning in. Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. And you can always tune in. We have archive shows if you want to look back on previous shows we've done and check them out. Feel free to do so anytime. And you can always call back anytime, whenever. But thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And have a good day.
You too. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was another call that we had in tonight. And thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in to the show, providing your input on your favorite films. And now I'm going to have to go back and watch The Last Boy Scout. If I can find it on YouTube, get somebody to bootleg a copy for me. No, I'm kidding about the whole bootleg thing, by the way. But, yeah, you know, it's always great to talk about these type of films because these are movies that I grew up on. And I was like a child practically when all of these films were coming out and they were breaking into the mainstream. And it was just great to watch these movies, you know, to watch these films. Now, I was watching this movie on TV a couple weeks ago. To me, I kind of looked at it like the basketball version of Remember the Titans. It's called Glory Road. It came out in 2006. It had Josh Lucas in the movie, which he was just fantastic in this picture. I think he did a fantastic job. I thought he was awesome. And we also had some very, very talented actors. I mean, we had guys like Derek Luke,
Evan Jones, Alfonso McCauley, Sam Jones III. Of course, we had John Voight, who's been doing it for a long time. Al Shearer, who I used to watch on BET. He used to host that show called Hits from the Streets, so that's something that he used to do. But, yeah, that was the thing. That was the thing. And it was a great movie. If you ever got a chance to see it, please watch it. You talk about movies of racial tension. That movie, there was a lot of racial tension in this movie. It was based off of true events that took place with the college called Texas Western, which introduced some black players. And for the first time during the NCAA tournament, the head coach started an all-black. He actually played just his black players on the team. He had white players on the team, but he played nothing but his black players. He had about 7 black players on his roster. He played all of them, and they won the game. It was a phenomenal movie. Please, I recommend people to go and watch it. It was great. And if you love entertainment movies, this one was another one of my favorites. It's been coming on a lot on TV lately. And it's ironic because the introduction song to the radio show, The Rocket Sports Breakdown, is part of that film soundtrack. That's right, Space Jam. And I remember watching Space Jam, seeing it for the first time it came out, and I just remember just being entertained. You know, it's Michael Jordan. It's got the Looney Tunes characters on it. That's entertainment right there in its own. So I remember watching it and just sitting back and just enjoying it. Just enjoying it. It was a fun, entertaining, exciting movie to watch, especially if you're a young kid. But even as a grown-up, you know, at 28 years old, I still enjoy the movie. You know, every time I watch it, I get a chance to catch it when it's on TV. And I think it's a very fun and entertaining picture. But that's a great picture. And I enjoyed the soundtrack, too. And the song Hit 'Em High, which has Be Real from Cypress Hill, Coolio, LL Cool J, Method Man, and Busta Rhymes. The song is the intro song to the Rocket Sports Breakdown, and it just starts off incredibly smooth, and it's perfect for this show and for me being Rocket, my nickname and everything. So it's a great picture, and there's so many. I grew up watching the Mighty Ducks series. Little Giants is another one of my favorites. I mean, just so many. It was just awesome. So Yes. You know, I wanted to take the opportunity to kind of reflect and do something a little bit different. Who says you have to broadcast sports all the time? You kind of do a little reflecting. So with that being in mind, we are coming to the near end of the Rocket Sports Breakdown, and I want to say a special shout-out to David and Lisa for calling in tonight. David Mims has been doing a lot of big things lately. If you're downtown at that Morris Day and the Time concert, you might catch him. Feel free to do so. Look him up. Talk with the guy. He'll give you some insight and provide some great information, especially if you want to be a guest or an advertiser or a sponsor to the In the Spotlight television show. We are about to take off like we've never taken off before. So that being said, I want to say special shout out to him. Thank you to Lisa for calling in tonight. Next week, we're going to be back on air again. And Lisa gave me an idea, and I was actually going to do this as another topic. We're going to go from favorite sports movies to favorite sports video game. So feel free to check us out next time. Shout-outs to Ray Mosley, his fiancée, Charvon. Shout-out to all my peoples, my man Jeffrey Port, NBC Standard Diversity, and my cousin Joshua Adams, who was on BET's Apollo last night. Hope you all got a chance to watch it. Shout-out to my best female friend, creative Crystal Collins. She's doing some wonderful things in social work and mentorship and poetry. Much love to all of you. This is Rocket, Christian Rocket Adams signing out. We'll see y'all next time. Rocket Nation, get ready for a power trip.